Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. It's a snowy Friday afternoon in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I'm Burke Allen, and as the storm rolls into D.C., the financial storms are brewing for millions of Americans, and that's why we've asked our special guest, Frank Harlander, to join us today. Frank, a longtime financial planner, CPA, and expert based in Pennsylvania, and one of his specialties is individual retirement accounts. And Frank, thanks for joining us on WAMS today.
Well, Burke, thank you for the warm welcome, and I appreciate you and WAMS Radio having me on your show as a guest today.
Frank, as I watch the snowfall outside our studio window today, I'm reminded of how many average Americans' savings have fallen in the last 18 months to 2 years, and retirement may, in fact, be the last thing on their minds as opposed to just paying the bills. So help us to refocus and talk about just why making sure that you're behind is covered for retirement is so important.
Well, a lot of people right now are reconsidering retirement at this very time because they've lost 30-40% of their portfolio money in the fall of 2008, and people invest by emotion, as you probably are well aware of, and thus a lot of people got out of the market. So even though the market recovered somewhat in 2009, they didn't see those earnings go up. And as you know, the market's been dropping lately, so there's a lot of unstableness in people's minds, and they are looking for stability in the market and where to place their money and pay the least amount of taxes at the same time.
Now, a lot of people, Frank, armchair quarterback this thing, and as they say, hindsight is 20/20. You're a financial professional. You've been doing this for a long time, over three decades. Did you see it coming at all, and did you talk to your clients about it ahead of time, and how did they respond?
Well, did I see it coming? No, to be honest, I did not see it coming. However, we do recommend to our clients when speaking with their financial advisors that they do a proper allocation of their portfolios and that they consider many what I call alternative investments, Burke. These may be life insurance. These may be fixed annuities of various types. And we did have some people that we recommended that they move into fixed annuities, and they're earning a rate of return today of about 6% a year, which is a very conservative. It's similar to a CD. And as you know, you can't get CD rates probably in the range of 1% to 2% a day. So for them to get 6% and their principal can't go down, they're very happy that they made that transition.
Our guest is Frank Harlander. He's based in the suburban Philadelphia area. He's a CPA financial planner. And Frank, you're a big believer in IRAs, individual retirement accounts. And recently, I know you wrote a white paper about converting traditional IRAs to a Roth IRA. And you say it's one of the most important financial decisions you may ever make. Now, for most of us, we don't know the difference between a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA or any of the other IRAs that are out there. So could you break it down? You know, what's the difference, A, between a traditional and a Roth, and B, why do you say converting that is one of the most important financial decisions you could ever make?
Well, my concern, the reason I actually wrote the white paper on the conversion is that I had attended seminars and I have publications across my desk every day that basically is telling people that they need to convert their traditional IRAs to a Roth IRA. And to understand the differences between the two, the typical traditional IRA that is actually being targeted for these conversions are former 401k, 403b, or some other retirement plan that has been converted into a traditional IRA. The account holder of this traditional IRA actually avoided income taxes when they made the contributions into the plan, and the earnings of the traditional IRA grow tax-free, and income taxes are not recognized until the account holder actually makes distributions from the IRA, and those distributions are required to begin at age 70 and a half. Now, with a Roth IRA, the twist to that is the monies are after-tax money. So you pay the taxes, say, on your W-2 salary, and then whatever's left over, you can invest that into a Roth IRA. The earnings are, they grow tax-free, similar to the traditional IRA, but the distributions from a Roth IRA come out tax-free, and there are no required minimum distributions, or which a lot of people call RMDs. Less the appeal, if you really want to carry to exaggeration, of the Roth IRA is that you can invest $1,000, and if you got some great financial advisor, or you pick the Google or eBay stock of the future, and that
right.
$1,000 grows to $1 million, you can take that $1 million out in distributions completely tax-free, and that is the attraction of the Roth IRA. Now, to make the conversion, I mean, basically what one has to do is the account holder has to contact the financial institution where the traditional IRA is held, and they can request that some portion or all of those monies be converted to a Roth IRA. Now, when you make this conversion, now, up to this date, most wealthy people weren't allowed to contribute to an IRA, and you could not convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA if your AGI was over $100,000. Now, there's a special provision in 2010 that basically says that taxpayers can convert a traditional IRA to their Roth IRA. And for 2010 conversions, there is a special rule that's only in effect for the year 2010. And that is, if you make the conversion in the year 2010, whereas you normally would pay the income tax on that conversion in the year of the conversion, the special provision for the year 2010 only is that the monies will be taxable to you 50% in the year 2011 and 50% in the year 2012. So a lot of people are getting excited by the fact that they can make the conversion this year and pay the taxes in the years 2011 and 2012, which on the surface, I would have to agree, is very appealing.
Right.
On the other hand, though, Burke, the Bush tax rates are set to be to go back to the old tax rates, we'll say the Clinton tax rates, at the end of this year. So tax rates are going to go up in 2011 and 2012. And there's also a lot of talks about special surtaxes or taxes on the rich, et cetera. So at this point, people really don't know what the tax rates could be in the subsequent year. So they may not find that as attractive as they initially think of deferring the recognition of the income to a later year. Now, there's also another special provision in 2010 that the taxpayer can actually elect to have the entire distribution taxed to them in the year 2010 rather than recognizing 50% in the subsequent 2 years. Now, there you can take effect of the Bush tax rates, but at the same time, if you got a large distribution, you could jump several tax brackets with that distribution. So you got to be very careful when making that election.
Frank Harlander is our guest today, and we're talking taxes and retirement with a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. And I followed along pretty well there, and then it got a little confusing for the lay average person. If you're confused by which way to go here, because initially I thought, Frank, in the conversation that you were advocating always switching from a traditional to a Roth, and then it turns out maybe not so much. Is there a thumbnail sketch in the average individual on how to find somebody to help them with this who's really familiar with those tax rules. When you're looking for somebody to advise you on your retirement, that is a huge decision. So how do you make sure that you find the best qualified financial advisor for you?
That's an excellent question. And recently, the GAO, or the General Accountability Office, informed the IRS that there are many tax preparers who are not competent, and the IRS must do a better job of protecting the American taxpayer. The IRS is going to implement several changes going forth in the future, such as they're going to visit over 10,000 tax preparation firms to see how they prepare their tax returns. They're going to require competency testing, that preparers be bound by ethical rules. They're going to have continuing education. All taxpayers are going to be signed an identification number. And the IRS is actually going to be visiting tax preparation offices posing as taxpayers to identify tax preparer firms who give out incorrect advice. Now, many people may think that just going to a CPA, you're okay, because CPAs, attorneys, and enrolled agents are basically going to be exempt from these new rules because they already have professional ethics and rules and regulations that they must follow. The problem with even going to CPAs, any CPA, is that many do not really understand taxes, and they rely upon tax software. So, Burke, my best advice that I can give your listeners is to request a bio, a profile of the tax preparer. Look for someone who actually specializes in taxes and has a tax background, and they should interview that person. That's the only way I can recommend they find a good tax preparer who understands these complex rules.
So you sit with that individual, you get a level of comfort, and make sure you specifically address with a potential financial advisor their background in taxes. Now, with this conversion from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, may or may not make financial sense to everybody. Are there certain individuals or certain job classifications or income classifications that, in your opinion, make someone an ideal candidate to convert from a traditional IRA to a Roth?
Yes. There's several factors that could make the ideal candidate. One is, you really have, since this is a taxable event and you have to pay income taxes on the conversion, an ideal candidate is a person who actually has funds outside of their IRA to pay the income taxes due on the conversion. It's going to be very rare that if you have to pay the taxes from your IRA funds, that would actually make sense to do so, because then you're taking money out of this IRA. There's less money growing tax deferred over the years. And if you take the money out, you're going to wind up paying taxes on the money you took out to pay the taxes. So they get into a very vicious cycle. The wealthier you are, the more apt this is going to make sense to you, especially for people who don't really need the money in retirement, and they're more concerned about passing the money on to their heirs. You also have to consider tax rates. What your tax rate is today versus what it's going to be in the future. If you expect your tax rate to decrease in retirement, you're really not going to be an ideal candidate for this, because you're going to be paying income taxes today at a higher rate on the conversion, and then you're going to be getting maybe distributions in the future at a lower rate. And other ideal candidates could just be people who have NOL carryforwards or unused tax credits of some sort, that when the income is considered converted to them and it's a taxable event, they have a way of sheltering that, so they don't have to pay any tax on the conversion.
Frank Arlander is our guest today. We're talking about your retirement and one of the most important financial decisions you might ever make. In the last 30 seconds or so, Frank, you did mention you've written this white paper on this very complex issue. If our listeners want a copy of that, what's the easiest way for them to get it?
The easiest way to get that, Burke, is to go right to our website. It's www.keysolutions.us. And then on the left-hand menu, you look under Forms and Publications, and you'll find the white paper there. It's about 16 pages long, I believe, something like that. Very comprehensive.
Outstanding. It's a free downloadable copy of this white paper on traditional versus Roth IRAs from our guest, Frank Arlander. And the website again is keysolutions.us. ITSolutions.us. We're out of time on WAMS. I'm Burke Allen. On behalf of Frank, thanks for listening.
Mama's in the next room watching TV. Daddy's sitting there next to her like a hair's 4 years. I'm in the living room banging on the old upright where my world began, discovering the music.